from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, Senator Cory Booker has launched a filibuster to protest actions by President Trump since he took office. Booker says he wants to disrupt action in the Senate to draw attention to Trump's actions to gut federal agencies and ramp up deportation efforts. Kicking off his remarks, Senator Booker made it clear his intention was to disrupt the normal business of the United States Senate for as long as I am physically able.
So many heroes before us would say that this is the time to stand up, to speak up. This is the time to get in some good trouble, to get into necessary trouble.
Booker, who began speaking at 7 p.m. last night, is still going 20 hours later. Republicans are unable to retain control of the chamber until he's finished. The Somerset County prosecutor says two New Jersey men, Thomas Kaiser and his son Eric, pleaded guilty to a number of charges stemming from an incident in which they fired off a signal cannon in a Manville park on July 6th that it severely injured a bystander. Shards from the device's metal tube flew off in different directions, going through walls and hitting the 34-year-old man in the torso. They will be sentenced on May 23rd. Starting Tuesday, motorists should be aware of a massive crackdown on distracted driving.
The campaign Put the Phone Away or Pay runs through April 30th. State police were given over $200,000 to enforce bans on handheld phone use and other distracted driving along the Turnpike, Parkway, and other highways. Meanwhile, 158 law enforcement agencies share in over $1 million in grants for boosted patrols. In New Jersey, using a handheld phone while driving is punishable by a fine of $200 to $400 for a first offense. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
And restaurant chain Hooters is filing for bankruptcy in order to enable a buyout led by its founder. The casual chain, known for its chicken wings and servers' orange shorts, filed on Monday in Texas, hoping to address an almost $400 million debt. It will sell all company-owned restaurants to a franchise group that is backed by the founders. There are four Hooters locations left in New Jersey. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. Will it be sunny all week? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. We're back to jacket weather for tonight and tomorrow. But don't worry, those nice warm 70s will return soon enough. Tonight, clear skies, calm winds, chilly temperatures, a widespread frost or freeze looking likely with lows in the lower to mid-30s. Tomorrow stays on the cool side. Highs only make it to around 50. We'll progress from sun to clouds with a chance of a late-day rain shower to the north and west. Thursday, warming right back up into the 70s, but with cloudy skies and a few hit-or-miss showers and thunderstorms around. Friday, mostly cloudy and 60s with chances of showers Friday morning and then again late at night. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
In Newark and Edison, it is 51 degrees, Mount Holly 52. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.